The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Lidl, Tesco, Super Value, Centra and Aldi now have all announced cuts to the price of their own brand milk and dairy ranges, with Lidl reducing the prices of 15 of their dairy products currently. And whilst that might be good for consumers and their pockets, many farmers say the cuts come at a time when farms are seeing major rise in input costs. And Dennis Drennan is president of the ICMSA and he joins us now. Good evening to you, Dennis. Many people will welcome this. All the sort of surveys coming out at the moment about the cost of living and inflation and everything that we're seeing in the wake of Iran are saying that households could be expecting to spend more than 700 euros extra this year just on groceries. What's your reaction to seeing these price cuts being brought in?
Well, good evening, Kieran. Good evening to all your listeners. Look, we're consumers ourselves. We have to go do our weekly shopping the same as everybody else. And we welcome any savings that can be made on behalf of the consumers. But I suppose people need to realise that this is coming on the back of farmers. The milk price that I receive from my milk at the moment is at a very low ebb and below the cost of production. So every litre of milk that I produce is actually costing me money at the moment. The base price that my co-op Tirlán are paying to me at the moment is 36.08 cent. Per litre. So it may seem great that Lidl or Aldi are reducing, Lidl or Tesco or Super Value or Musgraves are reducing the price of a litre of milk to maybe 1.10 per litre. But we actually had a meeting with the Ag Food Regulator this week where we brought up the whole issue of transparency in the whole supply chain. So, I mean, somebody needs to start asking the questions. How do I get 36.08 cent per litre? And even with this 5 cent of a price cut that the consumer is paying, milk is still 1.10 euro per litre. So we really need to have full transparency throughout the supply chain.
Is that likely, Dennis, to happen? Because I'm sure you wouldn't necessarily, you're a farmer, but you're also a business. Would you like to tell people every penny of every profit margin that you get?
Well, at the moment, Ciara, if you give about probably 2 minutes, a minute on Google looking up the price of milk that the farmers receive and a minute on the Chagas website, I can see this minute, like I'm getting 36.08 cent as a base price for milk from my co-op, and Chagas will provide information that the cost of producing that milk is somewhere between 40 and 42 cent per litre.
And the farmer, are you saying you're running your dairy farm at a loss?
Absolutely. That's the situation the whole dairy farmers all right across Europe are in at the moment, that the world commodity price for milk and butter and cheese has collapsed since about last July. Last July, I was receiving 50 cent per litre from my milk, which left a margin. And that price has dramatically fallen up until November, which it reached prices at the moment at 36 cent per litre. So even though Lidl and all the supermarkets may have cut their price of milk by 10 cent per litre since just before Christmas, we suffered 14 cent of a loss.
Okay. And so, Dennis, if you are running at a loss, and I'm not arguing that point with you as such, but if you are, how do you keep going? Is it through subsidies or through hoping for the best?
What's
keeping the lights on in the milking sheds?
Basically, you're trying to keep on a good year like last year, where, as I said, we received 50 cent per litre. You're trying to put money aside on that year to get you through the bad years. It's a very cynical business that you have good years and bad years. And look, this is the problem that we have with generation renewal, Ciara, in the sector. The average age of a farmer is just about 60 at this point in time. We've no young people. The number of farmers under 35 is less than 5%. So it's a sector that's under serious pressure. And this is something we have to question. Do we want to have food security in Europe, or are we happy just to continue importing foods from all over the world and let our farmers go through the wall and not have farmers in the future?
On that note, what did you make of us turning down Mercosur? Because many analysts would have said that despite that beef farmers were very vocal in their opposition to it, that it would have been a good deal for dairy farmers.
No, there's no real market for dairy products. Like South America is more than self-sufficient. Most countries in South America drink very little milk and eat very little dairy products. And Argentina is a large producer of milk down there already. And they're very volatile. Their milk price is also very volatile because they're also on the world market. But there's no huge opportunity for dairy products in South America. To stress here, I suppose, like the figures that I'm quoting you from Chagas, and that's not from Dennis Drennan as a dairy farmer, it's Chagas, research body, the 40 to 42 cent per litre, that's before what happened with Iran and America and Israel in the last number of weeks. Like, people give out about diesel for their car. Tractor diesel 6 weeks ago was 90 cent per litre. It's now 150 per litre, okay. And we've only got a 5 cent
so
rebate
from
the government.
Input costs have risen considerably. I suppose, lastly, Dennis, what do you want to see happen? Because most people will welcome the fact that their milk is going to cost them less in Tesco or Lidl or Aldi, or their butter has gotten a bit cheaper.
As I said, we met with the Ag Food Regulator Department in Back Weston this week, and we welcome that the Ag Food Regulator will have more power. And I think what the consumer deserves and needs, and farmers need, and everybody in the supply chain, is complete transparency. Because if you were to ask Lidl or Aldi or Musgrave's on this evening and ask them what they're paying for their milk when it comes in a tray onto their shop shelves and what their margin is, they certainly won't declare it. But I can, like, it's freely available what the farmer is making. The co-ops then are working on about a 2% margin, so that's a very small margin. So there's a grey smoking mirror here that the consumer needs to start asking who's actually making all the money from selling food and why it's gone so expensive.
Dennis Drennan, President of the ICMSA, thank you very much for joining us. Now, also coming up on The Hard Shoulder this evening.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.